Minute Stories. What's up, folks? Welcome back to 2 Minute Stories. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to listen to the full archive of all our stories over the years, visit 2MinuteStories.xyz on the web. Today's story is called Burying the Lead, and it explores a couple of ideas. One, this idea of farming traditionally a multi-generational business for a lot of families. I thought it would be cool to project into the future where farming means more of data farming and how that might come across to be a multi-generational business as well. At the same time, the person who runs this data farm is being investigated by a journalist. So I'm also exploring this idea not only of news coverage, but the role of a journalist. And in this world, they are much more than just a writer, as you'll soon find out. Hope you enjoy listening. Once again, this is Burying the Lead. Samantha Newhouse rushed the pulpit, grabbing audio for this rare in-person press conference. Effective immediately, we are closing access to the Mills data farm. We put the safety of our customers and our employees above all else, and the recent threats against the Mills family forced our hand, declared David Mills, fourth-generation data farmer. Mr. Mills, demanded Samantha, open access to data was a tenet this company was founded on. Why are you bringing shame to your family? Miss Newhouse, I'm not going to fall for any of these so-called journalistic tactics. Sounds more like tabloid techniques to me. And because I'm so kind, I'll even address a version of your question. I have no doubt that great Grammy Mills would not only agree with our decision, but she'd celebrate it. And then she'd bake a batch of chocolate chip cookies. The journalist, save for Samantha, had a good laugh. That's all today, folks. Thanks for coming out, and stay safe. Mills disappeared behind a secure gate on the outskirts of the data farm. The dozens of journalists dispersed, a sea of hacks trickling into their transports. Samantha stuck around, gnawing on her pencil. She went through them quickly, not from writing, but from chewing. Samantha sketched a rough outline of the data farm property boundary, searching for potential hidden entrances. She was a journalist, after all. No matter the job, she always delivered. That evening, Samantha shot the breeze with her colleague, Ricky Rose, back at the City Post headquarters. "So, Sammy, what's the assignment today?" said Ricky. Samantha took a long drag off a short cigarette. "It's a twofer," she replied calmly. Ricky raised his eyebrows. "Who's the mark?" he asked, intrigued. "David Mills. Metro Desk wants the story on this data farm shutdown and then wants me to dispose of Mr. Mills." Ricky smirked. "Right up your alley, Sammy. What do you like more, writing headlines or making headlines?" Samantha smiled. "Well, the pen is mightier than the sword, except when that sword is at your throat."